USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is demanding the Washington Post apologize to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for running an opinion piece calling the Kentucky senator a Russian asset.
Mitch McConnell is a man that knows less about Russia and Russian influence than even Donald Trump, and I know nothing. So I think it's a horrible thing when a paper, which is really just a paper for the benefit of Amazon, the Washington Post, is fake news.
The country's top border official is defending his agency's treatment of illegal aliens on the southern border.
They risk their lives every single day to help and protect whomever is in distress. They don't ask what the person's nationality is or whether they're trying to illegally enter this country.
That was the acting chief in Customs Border Protection, Mark Morgan, testifying before a Senate committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. News & World Report's 2019 Best Hospital Ranking spotlights some well-known healing centers. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Topping the Best Hospitals Honor Roll this year, the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. It's followed by Massachusetts General in Boston, Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, and the Cleveland Clinic. For specialties, the Cleveland Clinic is number one in cardiology and heart surgery. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, that's the first for cancer care. For the full list, go online to U.S. News and World Report. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After nearly 8 decades of operation, GM's transmission plant in Warren, Michigan is halting production this week. It's one of 5 North American plants the automaker is shutting down as part of a reconstructing plan to meet market demands for more trucks and SUVs. The plant employs around 200 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump has been accused of racism over his tweet saying Baltimore was infested with rodents. But what has the president done to help the folks out in Baltimore and specifically help the people out in Democrat Elijah Cummings district? Lynn Patton is a regional administrator with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. She shares on Fox News what exactly the president and federal government have done to help residents out.
President Trump has given $16 billion in 2018 alone to Elijah Cummings District and federal grants. We have given more money in homeless funds to Baltimore than the last administration.
Amazon is teaming up with the Red Cross to pay you for giving blood. Here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you, John. And for more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.